Okay, we're back in the Ten Commandments. We're working our way through them. And I hope you got a paper tonight, and I hope it has the right answers, the right blanks. That was only one time we messed up. Of course, we've went through there. We're on commandment number 7. We said commandment number 1, God wants an exclusive relationship. We said commandment number 2, God wants nothing to replace him. Commandment number 3, we must have the ultimate respect for God. Commandment 4, God wants the priority in our life. We looked at commandment 5, we must have respect for family. Commandment number 6, we must have respect for life. And we're on commandment number 7, God wants moral purity. Moral purity. Exodus chapter 20. Verse 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. As we've mentioned, we call this series God's Law, Love, and Liberty because that's what it is. The things that God tells us to do, number one, are because he loves us. But number two, it's because it's liberating. It gives us freedom in this life by following his laws. We think laws are restrictive. No, laws are only restrictive to keep you from those things that would take away your freedoms. And so that's what this one is. This is a big one. This one is important. So we've mentioned our society is crazed with immorality. It's honored, it's uplifted, it's glorified, and we need to be very, very careful about that. The problem with it is it is creeping into the church. Studies have shown, and I've read them, I didn't want to bring all the statistics and bring them to you tonight, that they do these studies with Christians, and they ask them what their beliefs are, and the fact of the matter is the Christian belief in morality is ebbing away. Someone will say, I believe God, I believe the Bible, but it's okay to be immoral. It's okay to live together. It's okay to do this. It's okay to do that. Homosexual. It's all fine. That's not in the Bible. And by the way, when we get up something like this, I'm not just getting up to be up mean. That last week we did talk, number one, God's set up boundaries to protect your teens, and I'm sure that wasn't real popular, but guess what? We'll get over that. It's not just something to be mean. There's something we have to be protected from. And the reason sometimes we get into things that we're not supposed to get into or we sin isn't because, take this for what I mean, we're not that we're bad people. We're all sinners. I get it. Evil. We're just not careful sometimes. And if we're not careful because we do have a sinful nature, we allow ourselves to get into a situation where we're too far into it, and then something bad or something wrong can happen. And what I'm saying in some of these things, I'm just giving a bunch of suggestions here for different categories of married life or age because I want us to be careful. By the way, if you're careful and you do right, when you get married and you have a good marriage, you'll be thankful for that. Okay, and if you're married, you're doing the right thing. You'll be thankful for that. It's not going to hurt you. It will only help you. We must get to the place where we see things the way God sees things and not the way our society sees it. And that's what's happening in this area. We hear our society and we listen to the media. By the way, the media is very slanted one side. Anything that's wrong or bad, they hop on it and they get excited about it. And they uplift it that it's normal. And if you don't follow lockstep, there's something wrong with you. Listen, I'm just going to follow the word of God. And if that makes me weird to them, then I'm weird. Okay? We've got to follow God's word. You will see. And by the way, if all these things we're pushing out here, we're excited about it and everything, how come things are worse and worse and worse and worse? There's a correlation between the two. We're stepping away from what God said, even just basic forms of decency, and our society is paying the price. But that ought not be so in the church. Oh boy, you get up in church, you talk about, not as much anymore, you say God is not for homosexuality. Oh boy, people agree with that. At least if they believe the Bible. But then you get up and say God isn't for adultery either. Well, it gets a little quiet. Oh, come on, get on the homosexuals. No, God said don't commit adultery. Amen. Yeah. And by the way, we loosen our standards. We celebrate that kind of stuff. Christians shouldn't celebrate that kind of stuff. Last time I checked, living together is wrong. It's sin. It's sin. Being immoral before you're married or with someone you're not married to is sin. You say, well, how can you say that? I'm not. I'm just telling you what God says. I have a tendency to believe what God says. But in the church, we've kind of loosened up on that a little bit. We need to see it from God's perspective. We're not being condemning, by the way, but it's not right. It's just not right. And so we need to be very, very careful. Because we can get up, and that's right, we believe it's not right, but if we're not careful, we could fall into the trap. So we need to be careful. That's what we're talking about. Now, all that to get back to our main points. We talked last week about the teens, and I hope you got through that. If not, come see me at the service. I'll give you a pat on the back. Number two, set up boundaries. We said last week, set up boundaries to protect our teens. Number two, set up boundaries to protect yourself if you are not married. Now, I'm going to give some principles for some that are that college age or whatever, that kind of age, and you're not married yet. Okay? Let me help you a little bit. These are good thoughts. These are suggestions. I would say this, letter A. If you're going to get involved in a relationship, and by the way, let me say this, I'm all for it. I am all for you getting married. Look, I just was noticing on the prayer list that it is getting a little sparse. Thank you, Brother Paul and Miss Laura. It's getting a little sparse. I got the wrong one. It's getting sparse on the expecting mothers. Let's get with it. My daughter, she's got about a week left, a week and a half. She'll be off the list. Let's go, people. Come on, Brother Pineda, re-up. No? Just kidding. I'm all for it. And I'm for you having a great relationship with somebody. I am. But you got to start it right. And don't ruin that future by not doing it the right way. Let me just give you some suggestions. You say, I don't believe some of these. We'll be fine. That's fine. Just, they're suggestions, okay? Letter A, I would say have parental involvement in a relationship. Have parental involvement. I'm not saying parental domination. Okay? It's, do you know, you, especially if you're a girl, and if you have a dad, you want him involved. Guys, we know guys. We see right through him. No, but he's sweet. He has good intentions. Give me 5 minutes with him in a back room, and I'll get that out of him. Not, but by the way, they know you, and they can help you get that. They can. You say, well, they're all for it. They can help guide you down that path as the relationship is going towards marriage. You ought to want that. I'm not talking, parents, I'm not talking about dominating. I'm talking, help the kids. Help them get out there. They know some things. And sometimes you just need a dad. Brother Grandy told this story. I think he told it in college. It was great. You know, his dad was kind of an old school guy. So whatever, and they weren't saved. So, you know, his sister would date. But he said when he would bring, her sister would date, the guy would come to the house to pick her up. He would always have the guy sit with him in the living room for a few minutes. And his dad would clean his gun and just talk about, said that scared a lot of guys away. But he said one time his dad was sitting there cleaning the gun and a guy came in and the guy goes, what kind of gun is that? And the guy says, his dad says, this guy goes, I have that same gun. And he goes, really? And they started off a conversation. They had a good time. And I said, well, what happened to that guy? He said, he ended up marrying my sister. Okay, so know your guns, guys. Know your guns. But you want your parents involved. By the way, men, gentlemen, let me explain something to you. Here's how you handle it. If you're interested in a girl, thank you. If you're interested in a girl, you know what the proper thing to do first I would do? Go ask her father. I'm interested. And by the way, you will score some major brownie points. It's like, all right, he's doing the right thing. Okay. By the way, you want dad on your side. And by the way, girls and guys, when you're dating, you want the parents on your side, because if you do get married, oh, we're just going to do our own thing. I don't care what they think. You know, when you get married, they're going to be a part of your family. And you kind of want to work that out together. But have some parental authority. Have some help in your life to guide you along the way. I remember my dad. My dad was not saved. He would not get saved. He just wouldn't do it. Remember, I was talking to him one time, and he mentioned a family member, and they were married. He goes, and my dad just, you know, I mean, he was, you know, he goes, that marriage isn't going to last. And it just started. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he told me why. A very reason why. And sure enough, he was right for the very reason he said. Sometimes parents can see things. Maybe they see things you need to work on. Maybe they can help guide you so that the relationship stays right. But have parental involvement, okay? Letter B. Here's where we might lose some friends. Never be alone. Not by yourself, okay? I mean, you know. So. Never be alone if you're not married. I know this. If the goal is to get to marriage pure and build, when you're courting, what you're doing is, or dating, courting, whatever you want to call it, if you're doing it right, you're moving towards that. You're starting here and you're building a relationship slowly and properly to get to marriage over here. But if you're alone and you're a man, there's temptations there. Oh, no, there's no temptations. We get alone and we read the Bible. Yeah, right. Then you have other issues. Okay, if you're alone with a girl and you're a guy and you think about the Bible, there is something wrong with you. Now, once you get married, it's like that's all you think about is the Bible, okay? You need help. I'm kidding. But listen, you've got some issues there. You cannot. The relationship's got to progress correctly so that you get to the marriage altar the right way. And you'll thank God for that later. But don't be alone. There's too many temptations. Letter C. Watch that your communications don't go a bad direction. Now, I'll be honest with you, and many of us in here, if we're 15, what, texting really came into vogue about 14, 12, 13 years ago. So, I dated my wife before texting. If we wanted to talk to each other, it had to be on a phone. And it was one of those phones that had a line that plugged into the wall. Or if I wanted to write her a little nice note, I either had to go down and buy a card or I had to write a note. And I would do that. And now we were in college, so they had a college mail system and you can mail it to them. Listen, you don't do that now. Now it's like if you want to text them, I mean, you could text them before they get to the door. Which, be very careful. Because that can help you to go too fast. You say, how can I tell our relationship is going too fast? Well, one way is if it starts going a bad direction. Let me just say this, girls. Again, this is free. You don't have to pay extra for this. You don't even have to tithe to get this one. If he texts you back and forth and something gets a little bit over the line, you need to dump him like yesterday's garbage. Because there's an issue. He doesn't respect you. But he loves me so much. He respects you zero. Yeah. And by the way, he loves three other girls too. Okay? He is showing you he's not the right one. Yeah. Right. And by the way, girl, and now it's in our society too, guys. Because girls are a little bit forward now. If she's forward, same thing. Be very, very careful. You want to have the relationship right. Let's move on. Letter D, commit to purity before marriage. Just make a commitment. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get to the marriage altar right. I am. Okay? You will never regret waiting. You never will. Never. So just make it a commitment. It's almost like Daniel. Daniel didn't wait till he was in Babylon and something bad came his way where he had to decide, am I going to do this or not? He had already committed a long time ago so that when the decision needed to be made, the decision was already made. It was just specific to whatever was coming his way. So just make that commitment. Letter E. And by the way, if you make that commitment, let me say this. You are not weird. Don't listen to what the world says, because look at their divorce rate. Look at the destruction of the family in our country. Look at everything bad that's going on. Don't listen to them. Just follow what God says. Okay, letter E. And this is something, if you've got saved a little later in life, I want to encourage you. Don't allow yourself to be, and loose is probably a strong term. Maybe I shouldn't have put it that way. If that, I don't mean to be offensive there. Don't allow yourself to be loose because you may have been before you were saved. By the way, thank God. A lot of us got saved later in life. Amen? Thank God for, thank you, Robert. Robert's the only one. And he was the one I was thinking about when we got there. He needed to get saved. Of course, your wife says sometimes she wonders if you are. But you listen, so I got saved later in life, and you know, I can't do any of these things because I violated some of them. Guess what you do? You got saved now. You're a new creature in Christ. So you make the commitment now, and see what happens sometimes, and Satan is good at this. You do something wrong, and it's not just immorality. It could be any sin. You do something wrong before, and Satan throws in your face like, you've already done that. What's the big deal? Don't listen to him. Say, I didn't do that. That was the old man that did that. I'm a new man in Christ now. Okay, thank God for that, and take advantage of that. All right, number three. Let's move on. Set up boundaries to protect yourself if you are married. You say, I'm married now. It's like I jokingly say sometimes, when people are single, you got to keep them away from each other. And when they're married, you got to get them close to each other. Okay, it's once they get married, we start, you take each other for advantage. So that'll never happen to me. I'm in honeymoon phase. Call back in 10 years. But if you're not careful, you'll let things of life drive you away. Listen, so you have to be very, very careful. Everybody needs boundaries in whatever area it is to keep themselves from a boundary keeps you from crossing into an area you shouldn't be. Right? That's like a fence. So here's your boundaries that I suggest for you. Letter A, don't be flirty. Flirty. You wouldn't know. Flirty. You know, that's it's not bad talk, but it's the way you talk to someone of the opposite gender, okay? It's not necessarily bad talk, but it's the way and maybe the tone of voice, the way you say it, saying things, you know, wow, that you should not say. There's a certain way you should talk to your spouse that you shouldn't talk to anybody else. In the early days of texting, we had a couple in our church, and she decided and I'll be kind here, to text something really flirty to her husband while he was at work. Really romantic. She accidentally sent it to everybody in her contact list. And they all started texting her back, said, now you weren't talking to me, right? And her girlfriends kind of got the idea that maybe that was a mistake. I don't think you were talking to me either. Okay? Now, that was bad. But she had the right intentions. If you want to be flirty with your husband. Be flirty with your wife. Have at it. In fact, you ought to, but not with anybody else. And a lot of times, and by the way, again, I'm not espousing being mean. Well, yes, I am. But if someone starts that with you, just say, hey. Don't let someone cross a boundary and say, well, I don't want to say anything to be mean to them. Be mean. Ladies, especially if it's a guy, be mean. Maybe you shouldn't say this, and my wife got me for saying this the other day, but just say, you know, sir, you can drop dead any way you want. You don't talk to me like that. You're not my husband. Say, that's mean. You should never say that. You shouldn't, unless someone's flirty with you, and they shouldn't be. Don't, that's just how the guy at work is. He's more than that. Don't allow that. Okay? And same thing with you guys. I had a guy at work one time, a lady walked by, and she goes, wow, I don't think she was being flirty, but he was just being safe. And she's like, wow, what is that you're wearing? That smells great. What's the name of your, I almost said perfume. What do guys wear? Cologne. What's the name of your cologne? And he goes, happily married man. Okay, now why he was wearing cologne at a warehouse, I have no idea. Okay, but listen, you just don't take, some compliments are not good. They're a little bit, they're borderline. And you say, you know what? Don't put up with it, please. You're married. Just think of it this way. How would you like someone to act that way towards your spouse? Well, if someone did that to my wife, I'd beat them upside the head. Well, that lady, I'm not saying beat the lady upside the head, but if that lady's acting like that to you, you need to get away as soon as possible. Yep. Say, well, I don't want to be rude. I'd rather be rude than immoral. Let her be. Don't be alone with someone of the opposite gender. Don't be alone. Well, it's a work thing, you know, and we have to drive somewhere, and you're a lady, and I don't think anything of it. He does. But he doesn't think that way at work. Get alone in a car somewhere. He will. I'm just telling you, we're too loose. Well, this is a work dinner. Listen, if you have a work where you have to go out with guys, you need a new job.
Yep.
Amen. Or you need to bring your husband with you when you go out to eat with them. You just need to be very careful. And I've seen them, and maybe I'm going overboard. I don't think so. No, I'm not going overboard. Yeah, I went out, and you'll see a work group, and there's like two guys and a girl. Don't do that. Don't do that. I would be smoking hot. Good looking, I don't mean that, because I already am. Don't laugh at that. I would be smoking hot if I walked into a restaurant with someone, and there was my wife eating with two guys. I don't care if they are a motorcycle gang. It would not, that would not go over. And anybody that's a guy, and the same thing, ladies, if you, my husband's in there with two ladies from his work, then throw a fit. Okay, that's not going over very well. Let me see. You say, but that makes me kind of weird. But you know what? It'll keep your marriage right. And by the way, I'm sure in a crowd like this, we've had people that maybe when they were unsaved or whatever, and they had issues like that. Sometimes people bring that into their salvation. And if they could get up here and talk from experience now that they're saved and they're a new person in Christ, they would tell you a lot of the same things. Okay. By the way, I that office I'm in, I hear all kinds of that stuff over the years. Okay, this job, you hear everything. We're not just spinning theory here. This is real. Number three. Watch your work relationships. I know you have to be at work. So sometimes we allow ourselves, because we have to be at work, to maybe take a little bit more or put ourselves in a bad situation when we don't need to. Because we excuse ourselves that there's nothing there, it's just a work relationship. Again, be careful. You don't know someone else's intentions. And so you have to be very careful about that. Keep your relationship work-like and professional. And don't let anybody cross the line. And be very careful at work. Everyone wants to do this casual touching and hugging and kiss on the cheek stuff. No. No. I won't even let, where is the Middle East where the guys kiss you on the cheek? They ain't kissing me on the cheek. Okay. You know, if you want to do the little Italian air thing, just don't touch me. Okay. But, you know, oh, we're just work friends or whatever. I would rather be safe than sorry. And And then work text and emails, as we already mentioned, kind of turned the wrong direction. Same thing. Letter D, watch your cell phone communication. You know, you have to call someone about work, and then they start asking about your personal life, and it's like, you know, that's just... The children are fine. My husband's great. He lifts weights and he has a gun. Yeah, that's what you tell him. Be very careful. You just don't need to. That's not good. Social media, because it's on the phone, that's just, you got to be so careful. And I could tell you stories. I just don't want to, because it's depressing. By the way, you don't need to get online. Hey, I wonder what's up with my old girlfriend. Just take my word. Don't check her out. She probably weighs 600 pounds and looks like she got run over by a truck. So just go with that and don't check. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Why are you checking? Yeah, you just don't need to check. Letter E, stay in love with your spouse. Let me give a commercial here. Go to the couples retreat. You say the couples retreat's expensive. Did you know divorce is much more expensive? It's really expensive. You need to get away with it. You know what? You say, no, I don't really want to. You don't really want to. But I guarantee you, if you do, you'll be glad you did. I'm just telling you, sometimes you just need to reconnect. Get the little boogers out of there. If you got a bunch of small kids, you know, like you just go to grandma's house and go trash their place. Okay? But you need to get, you need to stay in love with your spouse. The reason you're not in love with them like you would be with someone you would have an affair with is because you're not putting the effort into that relationship. And you're not living with that person, and we'll talk about this in a minute. But stay in love with your spouse. Every good marriage is good because you work on it. Is it perfect? No. No. It's not. But it's good. And you're gonna mess it up. I think there's some verses in there. You can read that. We gotta hurry. Letter F. Don't talk to others about a problem or irritation in your marriage. Okay? Here's what happens. You're a lady, your husband did something because he's a knucklehead, and by the way, we are all knuckleheads. So you go to work, and there's a guy there at work, and you start telling him about your knucklehead husband. Now he takes this little, you know, man to the rescue hormone kicks in, and he's going to come in and help you because after all, you're being mistreated. Can I tell you something? If someone's telling you that, first of all, they're not telling you the whole story, okay? And they don't need to know that. Or as you tell some lady and her mommy jeans kick in and, oh, you're just, oh. And then it goes down the line and it is bad. Yep. Letter G, the grass on the other side of the fence still needs to be mowed. Say, what are we talking about gardening for? That lady at work is no different than your wife, except that you don't live with her. So you see her at work when she's dressed her best and she's got her smile on. You don't see her at home when her hormones kick in and she's irritated because you're a knucklehead. Okay? It's not that if you switched out and got someone else, you'd still have trouble. It'd just be a different face. Because you're not working on that relationship. Work on the relationship you have now. Okay, we'll get to number eight next week, all right? Number four, let's just finish this up since you don't want to hear this again next week. Set up boundaries to protect yourself mentally regardless of marital status. Mentally, got to watch yourself. Okay, how? Be careful what you listen to. These dumb love songs. Okay? Amazing. Here's this guy sings about, oh, baby, baby, I love you. He's had 12 wives. Okay? He doesn't know baby, baby. You don't meet somebody and 3 days later you're madly in love and you're going to get married forever. Ain't happening. Love song. You know, all of the princess things, and they lived happily ever after. In Never Never Land. Well, I guarantee you Cinderella didn't look like that when she turned 50 and had 6 kids. After the Little Mermaid got married and became human, he went back to eating fish. Prince Charming, yeah, he'll set Snow White clean and he'll feed his horse. There's no such thing as, there's happily ever after, I get it, but there's no fairy tales. And I hope Cinderella, I don't know what happened to him. I hope that their marriage lasted a long time. But if it did, it's because they worked on it. They're not real. Just thought you know that. How come my husband doesn't act like the guy in the soap opera? Well, because he only has one wife and he's not cheating on you like they do in the soap operas. And that guy in the soap opera doesn't act like that. No, I know this guy. He is so sweet. We connect. He's got a boyfriend. Or he's just out to get what he wants. Okay? You marry him. He'll be a knucklehead too. Now, husbands, be sweet. But come on, ladies. Seriously, the guys in the movie don't act like that. Buy your wife some flowers, okay? But it's not reality. Letter B. Be careful what you watch. Loose relationships in movies and bed scenes. Don't watch that garbage. You know? See, you watch some idiotic movie like that, and here's this person going over here, and they're married, and they're dating this person, and in your mind, you're rooting for them to go to the other person. Shame on us. Letter C, be careful of the internet. Mental or immorality is just as bad. Isn't that what Jesus said? If you lust after a woman in your heart, you've committed adultery already. Hey, gentlemen, 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 if you look at pornography, that is not fair to your wife. First of all, it's garbage and it's sin. Let's just throw that out right now. Okay? That lady never had a kid. And by the way, she's not beautiful. She's a whore. Don't want to throw that out there. That didn't go over very well. Let's try that one more time. If she's sleeping with some guy just to be on a movie or just for pornography or showing her body, she's a whore. She is using her body for financial gain. Okay? Why doesn't my wife look like that? Because your wife had children and she's older, knucklehead. Why don't you walk by a mirror and look in there too? You don't look very good either. Okay? You are ruining your marriage. That's not how love works. That's lust, and it's garbage. And by the way, you're polluting your soul. Okay? Don't have the computer out in the open. Don't have anything. By the way, if your husband, don't look at my phone. Something's wrong. I know you guys don't want to hear that, but guess what? I said a lot of things you don't want to hear. Pray for me. What are you hiding? You got nothing to hide. Here we go. Okay? And by the way, that's good for you guys. That's a safety valve. I better stay straight because she's gonna check the computer. Okay. Letter D. Be careful about immodesty. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here, ladies, but there's a difference between dressing attractively and seductively. If you want to accentuate your features, do it in the privacy of your home with your husband. I'm not trying to be insensitive here. That's the time to do it. Okay? Just be very careful. And then, guys, be careful of lust. That is looking specifically at a woman in the wrong way. Now, sometimes they come your way and you can't, that first look, it's like, oh, you have to look the other way. It's lust, and you see the verses there, you can look at that. That'll kill you. Let's pray. Let's stand together.